Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Fortcast, the official podcast of Fort Healthcare. I am your host, Dr. Michael Anderson, President and CEO of Fort Healthcare, and I am very excited to have my guest today. With us today on the Fortcast is Jonathan Beck. Jonathan is one of our amazing CRNAs who does so much for our operating room and our surgeons. So I'm excited today because we're going to talk about COOLIEF. So COOLIEF is a new program we've been offering here at Fort Healthcare. And Jonathan, you've definitely been the lead in bringing this program to life. And COOLIEF is something we offer in conjunction with our orthopedic surgeons in regards to total joints, in particular, total knees. So Jonathan, please educate myself and our listeners into what the COOLIEF program is and why we are doing it.
Sure. Let me take a moment first. Thanks, Dr. Anderson, for having me. It's an honor to come on your podcast today. I'm looking forward to chatting with you and shedding some light on this new program. As you explained, COOLIEF is new to us, but not new to chronic pain management. COOLIEF radiofrequency ablation has been around for a long time. And what we're excited about is we're bringing this chronic pain therapy into the acute pain management world. So what does that mean in layman's terms? We're taking it from what is typically a chronic pain management world, and we're bringing it to surgical patients. And why would we do this? Well, in surgical patients, we're typically talking about acute pain management. Acute pain management is less than 6 weeks, certainly less than 3 months of pain. And as a CRNA, I'm working in a very short period of time, usually 1 to 3 days. For COOLIEF, COOLIEF breaks into that chronic pain world, which is 12 months of pain relief. So it's not hard to see why we're interested in potentially providing long-term pain management for someone after their total knee operation.
Jonathan, if I could just stop you there for just 1 second.
Please.
You mentioned radio frequency ablation. So yeah. If we could go into a little bit on that, what does that mean? So for our listeners, if they come to Fort Healthcare and as part of the total joint, particularly total knee program, and they undergo this radio frequency ablation procedure, what does that mean?
So COOLIEF radio frequency ablation is also known as COOLIEF. It's a minimally invasive, non-opioid procedure to treat knee pain associated with knee osteoarthritis and total knee arthroplasty surgery. Using an ultrasound guidance, we will selectively target the genicular nerves around the knee joint to safely and effectively reduce postoperative pain for up to 12 months following surgery. Now, there are 2 steps to our program. Step 1 is a diagnostic genicular nerve block. It's performed 2 to 4 weeks prior to surgery. During the diagnostic block, a short-acting local anesthetic is injected next to 4 separate nerves. This temporarily stops those nerves from transmitting painful signals to the brain. Now, the relief from the diagnostic nerve block is only intended to last between 6 and 12 hours. So the purpose of this block is to ensure those 4 nerves are the ones responsible for pain that you're having. Now, step 2 is COOLIEF. It is done 1 week prior to total knee arthroplasty surgery. And during COOLIEF, a probe will deliver targeted thermal damage to a specific sensory nerve that is relaying the painful signals, those same 4 nerves that we did the diagnostic nerve block on. This degrades the transmission of a painful signal, and pain is decreased while the nerve's structure heals.
So let me see if I got this straight, Jonathan. You correct me if I'm wrong, because
sure.
You really are an expert in this, and this has just been an absolute wonderful service. I know we've been doing this about the last 9 months at Fort Healthcare, and really, it's a huge credit to you and your team. So if somebody comes in for the COOLIEF procedure, the step before the COOLIEF is to have a local anesthetic applied to those 4 nerves just to see if it's even going to be viable. And if it is viable, then people come back about 1 week before their surgery, before their total joint or their total knee surgery. And then with the COOLIEF procedure, you're able to stun the sensory nerves so they don't produce the pain signals for up to 12 months. Does that sound accurate?
That's exactly right.
Perfect. So yeah, I'm teachable, Jonathan. I'm teachable. I'm coachable.
More than teachable.
I appreciate that. And I have to ask, Jonathan, you've been with us for what, around 5 years-ish? How long have you been with Fort Health?
Crazy. It's 7 years. Seven years.
See, I mean, when you love your job, time just flies. So what made you even look into this? Because my understanding is not a lot of healthcare systems up to this point are offering this service. So tell us a little bit about your journey as to why you even looked into this.
Well, it's a good question. When I came to Fort Healthcare 7 years ago, I was interested in providing enhanced recovery after surgery programs to aid in the recovery of our patients after surgery. The whole idea of an enhanced recovery after surgery program is to get people back to recover more quickly after surgery. Part of those programs, what I was very interested in, was peripheral nerve blocks. So 7 years ago, many of our knee replacement surgery patients did not receive a peripheral nerve block prior to surgery. So we started to develop our program and we added multiple nerve blocks that help to treat pain for up to 3 days after surgery. Well, after about 5 to 6 years of this, we began to ask the question, well, what happens after those 3 days? Could we do more? And that's where the Cool Leaf program started. I decided to do a deep dive into the literature to see if this was a viable option for our patients. And I discovered not only was it a viable option, but it was being underutilized. Our pain management colleagues have been using this for many years safely to manage chronic pain. And it makes a lot of sense to help patients after surgery for 1 year to recover. As we all know, surgery takes a long time to recover. For knee surgery, it's up to 1 year. So if we can give patients a springboard to that recovery, to help with not only pain management, but also to participate with physical therapy and also to be compliant with their at-home exercises, I believe we can move the needle and give people a better recovery after their total knee surgery.
Well, I got to tell you, this has been very exciting. And I know your team has seen very good results along with our orthopedic surgeons. And I can tell you, my father had a total knee surgery done about 5 years ago. And I really wish the Cool Leaf procedure was available to him because postoperatively, he had an immense amount of pain. And I can see where if a patient gets Cool Leaf before their total knee surgery, they'll get to physical therapy faster. They'll have greater success with physical therapy. And they'll likely cut down their opioid use, which is such a huge topic today in medicine. Anything we can do to reduce opioid usage is something we need to seriously consider. Do you find that the case where the physical therapy, it becomes better or easier tolerated postoperatively, I should say, easier tolerated, and then opioid use goes down? Do you see that with the Cool Leaf?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime we can decrease the amount of nerves transmitting pain, we reduce the patient experience of pain, they need less opiates. Our goal is always to help patients manage their pain. Our goal has never been to reduce pain to zero. So patients often are looking for alternatives to using opiate therapy. Many patients do not like how they feel on opiate medicine. They feel like it hampers their recovery. So giving patients an alternative to opiates is a huge advantage to the Cool Leaf system.
So Jonathan, when somebody comes in for the Cool Leaf procedure 1 week before their surgery, how long does it take? I mean, is it a pretty quick procedure? Do people have to be fasted before they get it? Just tell us a little bit about the process itself on getting the Cool Leaf done.
Sure. Good question. So I'll start with the step one. Step one is the diagnostic nerve block, and patients don't need to be fasted prior to that procedure. Oftentimes that diagnostic block takes between 5 and 10 minutes. And they can go home or back to work immediately that day. Now, as you mentioned, the Cool Leaf, a radiofrequency ablation, takes a little bit longer. It's a 30-minute procedure. And prior to that procedure, patients do need to be fasted. So nothing solid food to eat, but we do provide you with a clear liquid to drink prior to the procedure. As I said, the procedure takes about 30 minutes, and we do give you IV sedation. So that's not a procedure that you have to be awake for or have to remember because it can be painful. It takes about another 30 minutes to recover after the procedure, and then you can go home. We ask you not to do any working or any strenuous activity that day, but to resume your normal activity or work schedule the day after.
Is the COOLIEF something that's done in the operating room, or is it done outside the operating room?
Because we're using an ultrasound to identify the nerves and to do the radiofrequency ablation, it can be done outside of the operating room. So we currently are utilizing our ambulatory surgery rooms for these procedures, and it's great for patients. They can come into one room, we stay in that room to do the procedure, and then they recover in that same room. So there's no moving around the hospital. It's certainly an advantage to using an ultrasound.
Well, it sounds like a pretty patient-friendly procedure. You can come in, you don't have to go to the operating room, takes about 30 minutes to do the procedure under IV sedation, another 30 minutes to recover, and then you're on your way. Is that about right?
That's exactly right. Yep. We've also added a patient satisfier in that we're doing these procedures on the same day as joint camp. So we're doing our best to utilize patients' time wisely. At this time, joint camp meets on Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for 2 hours. Patients will come directly from joint camp up to ambulatory surgery, where they'll get their radiofrequency ablation done. After their radiofrequency ablation, many times you get your lab work completed, and then you get to go home. So we do our best to utilize your time wisely when patients are on campus here at Fort.
Well, I'm sure the patients really appreciate that. And I tell you, Jonathan, I can't thank you enough for starting this program. It's amazing. I remember us discussing this last spring, and now here it's been almost a year since the program has been going. It's been highly successful. We're looking at potentially expanding COOLIEF to other areas. So maybe, Jonathan, you can join us for a future episode of the Fortcast. We'd love to have you again. But I can't thank you enough for taking this on. I'm sure our patients are very appreciative. Our orthopedic surgeons have benefited and are very appreciative of it as well. And ultimately, the community. So thank you, Jonathan.
Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity to work at Fort. And as always, this is a team effort. I mentioned joint camp. I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about our ambulatory surgery crew, the other nurse anesthetists that I'm working with, Jamie and Brad, our orthopedic surgeons, and then all of the folks who are supporting us from the bottom up. We couldn't do it without them. So I stand on the shoulders of those guys. This program doesn't exist without all of the help that they've offered. So I appreciate your comments and will deflect most of the praise towards them. They have kept this program running and contribute to the success of it.
Well, I certainly appreciate you. Bring a smile to my face whenever we talk about team efforts, because I always say nobody can do it alone in healthcare. Everybody needs everybody to deliver that care to our patients and our community.
Amen.
But thank you, Jonathan. I really appreciate you being here today, and I look forward to hopefully talking about more applications of COOLIEF sometime in the future.
That sounds great. I'm happy to be back soon.
Thank you. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out our full podcast library for topics on our website. Once again, this is Dr. Michael Anderson for this episode of the Fortcast. Thank you and have a great day.